Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank, as the Panther volleyball team from over the weekend in competition in Buffalo and taking on the host team in their first match of the day and winning three games to two, as the Panthers winning 25-22, dropping the second game 25-18, winning the third 25-19, fourth game went extra 27-25, but then Powell winning the fifth and final one 15-10. After that, the Panthers had to match up against Wheatland, and it was Wheatland beating Powell 3-1, as the Panthers ended up winning the first game 25-13, but then dropped three straight. Next step for Powell will be a long road trip this coming weekend, as they will be in Kemmer, take on the Rangers coming up this Friday, and then they'll meet up with a very strong Pinedale team that ended up winning a tournament from over the weekend. Meanwhile, in golf, the Panthers golf team hit the road for the Buffalo invite. Hardy Johnson of Thermopolis has had a pretty good head-to-head with Carsten Simmons of Worland this year for top medalist honors. This time, Johnson coming out on top, shooting a 71 on the Buffalo course. Well, Simmons shot a 77. George Higgins of Powell High School took sixth place as he carded an 81. The Worland boys ended up winning the meet with Buffalo in second, Cody in third. Erica Cook of Lovell continues to dominate girls golf here in the area. She won by 11 strokes, carding an 87 on the Buffalo course. Wheatland ended up winning the championship for the team, Sheridan in second, and Lovell taking third. Next up will be the conference tournament that'll take place at the Powell Golf Course coming up this weekend. Also in cross country, the Panther cross country team hit the road for Buffalo, and it was Austin Akers of Sheridan taking first place. On the boys' side, Cody's Riley Smith ended up winning on the girls' side for Cabri Cannon of Powell. She took sixth place overall as Sheridan ended up winning the meet. Cody in second, Buffalo third. For on the boys' side, Powell's Joey Hernandez ended up in 16th place as the top finisher for Powell. Sheridan ended up winning this meet with 15 points, which is pretty good for team cross country. As next up for the cross country team, they'll be at an invite in Riverton coming up tomorrow afternoon. We're back with more after this.